91X News.
It's 12 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Tyson Leonard with 91X News. A decision on the future redevelopment of Campbell Street is on hold until at least 2013. City Council made the decision last night. The redevelopment of Campbell Street is a key part of the city's downtown revitalization project. Miller Reynolds now with the thinking of one councillor on why it makes sense to wait.
Pat Culhane says there is something missing from the downtown core.
I was born and raised here, so 65 years I've lived here, and downtown was vital. It was busy, it was jammed with people.
Culhane says there is much to be done to bring that feeling back.
I want to see downtown come back to life, and it won't be the same as it was before, but it can be vital and busy again.
She says deferring the project until 2013 is a smart decision.
We need to put it off. We need to be reasonable. Downtown has been flagging behind for 30 years. We can't fix it in 30 days. Can we fix it? Yes, I have every confidence.
Some of the questions that remain to be answered around the future of Campbell Street include whether or not the library is part of reconstruction and if the final cost will surpass the original $750,000 budget. Miller Reynolds, 91X News, Belleville.
It's that time of year again. Loyalist College students are lining up for their flu shot. Here's Renee Rogers with more.
Nice, relaxed arm.
Oh, easier said than done to be relaxed.
Registered nurse Lauren Deans is used to dealing with anxious patients. She gives flu shots at Loyalist College's twice weekly free flu shot clinic.
This morning I've given over 50 shots.
A clinic is being held every Wednesday and Thursday morning at the Student Health Center until after Christmas, enough to cover flu season. First year automotive student Robbie Small got his flu shot.
When somebody gets sick in residence, everybody gets sick, and I don't want to get the flu.
But it might not stop him from getting the flu. Dean says the shot doesn't work that way.
The shot itself may not absolutely protect you from the flu, but what it will do is if you do get the flu, it's a decreased amount of time and a decreased amount of severity.
But for Small, a little pinch is worth not getting as sick this winter.
When I was a kid, I wasn't that used to be afraid of needles, but now that I'm older, I've gotten over that.
Renee Rogers, 91X News, Loyalist College.
The province is moving to toughen up rules on the treatment of animals held in zoos and aquariums. Community Safety Minister Madeleine Meurieux has announced a three-point plan to come up with standards for caring for captive animals. She says the province will work with animal experts and other stakeholders. The announcement follows accusations by animal welfare activists who allege animals at the Marineland Amusement Park aren't being looked after properly. Ontario's Economic Development Minister is in Alberta to help build stronger ties between the two provinces. Brad Duguid says his government is backing away from remarks earlier this year by Premier Dalton McGuinty that the energy-fueled loonie hurts Ontario manufacturers.
I think we have a recognition that our relationship could be stronger. I think that we want to now move forward with the knowledge that the oil sands are important to Ontario's economy.
Duguid says Ontario plans to open a full-time office in Alberta to help build business ties between Canada's largest and fastest-growing provinces. Canadian Navy intelligence officer has pleaded guilty in Halifax to espionage and breach of trust. Sub-Lieutenant Jeffrey Paul Delisle showed no emotion when he entered the pleas today in provincial court. Defense lawyer Mike Taylor told reporters outside the courtroom that his client is ready to move forward.
He wants to get it done, put it behind him, accept his responsibility, and just, you know, have the court deal with it so everyone can move on, including his family and friends.
The case returns to court on January 10th for a two-day sentencing hearing. U.S. President Barack Obama is acknowledging his performance in last week's debate with Mitt Romney was subpar, but he's promising to do better next time. Mark Smith has details.
On radio's Tom Joyner Morning Show, the president agreed with what supporters have said ever since the Denver face-off. He pulled too many punches.
It's fair to say I was just too polite, because, you know, it's hard to sometimes just keep on saying what you're saying isn't true.
And he's predicting next week's contest will show a little more activity. Democrats have been dismayed to see Obama's narrow lead in the polls shrink following the debate, but he says he always figured the race would be close and thinks Democratic hand-wringing will disappear as he turns it on during the campaign's home stretch. Mark Smith at the White House.
An American military team is in Jordan to help with upheaval created by the crisis in neighboring Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says it's important to bolster the American military relationship with Jordan.
So that we can deal with all of the possible consequences of what's happening in Syria.
A U.S. official says the team is not in Jordan to fight, but rather for contingency planning on a number of issues, including how to handle the flood of Syrian refugees and creating a buffer zone to protect the ally in the continuing crisis. A divided decision in a Russian court as three young punk rockers appeal their sentences. Tom Rivers has more.
On appeal, the judge freed one, but not the other two, who must now serve out the rest of their two-year sentences. All three women were convicted in August of hooliganism, said to be motivated by religious hatred. They argued that their impromptu performance inside Moscow's main cathedral earlier this year was political in nature, a protest against Putin, and not an attack on religion. The judge freed one due, she said, to the fact that she was thrown out of the cathedral by guards before she could take part in the actual protest. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
One of the winners of this year's Nobel Prize for Chemistry calls it a wild dream come true. Robert Lefkowitz at Duke University says every scientist dreams in the recesses of his mind that one day the Nobel Committee will call. Lefkowitz shares the prize with fellow American Brian Kobilka at Stanford. They've studied protein receptors that let body cells sense and respond to outside signals, which has been key to developing better drugs. That's 91X News to 405. Sports is next.
What are you doing?
Cutting coupons. Need groceries. Food expensive. Cabs expensive. Broke college student.
Girlfriend, stop! Put down the scissors and walk away.
Can't stop. Need food. Must cut coupons.
No, you don't. All you need is Marks No Frills. Their prices can't be beat. Best of all, there's a shuttle bus for us college students. Takes us from residence to No Frills Tuesday nights from 6 to 9, and it's free.
Marks No Frills, Bell Boulevard, Belleville. Our prices won't be beat.
Good afternoon. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X Sports. The Lancers women's soccer team will take the field tonight to face off against the Centennial Colts. Loyalists athletic director Jim Buck says injuries and illnesses have made it a difficult season.
We've had a lot of sickness went through the team, so even though the kids were dressed, they just weren't effective. They were playing at about 50% if they even went on the field.
The Loyalist team has one win, three losses, and three tied games this season. That's an improvement over last season's 0-6-1 record. The Belleville Bulls believe that forward Brendan Gaunce is the right player to lead their hockey club this season. Reporter Andrew Mendler has the details.
It is with great pleasure that we make our selection for the 2012 NHL Entry Draft from the Belleville Bulls of the Ontario Hockey League, Brendan Gaunce.
After being selected by the Vancouver Canucks in the first round of the NHL Entry Draft in June, Brendan Gaunce has added another impressive accomplishment to his resume. He's been named the captain of the Ontario Hockey League's Belleville Bulls.
Obviously, there's only 60 captains in the whole CHL, so it's a big honor for myself, and it's just a step in the right direction.
Belleville assistant coach Jason Saprika says it was just a matter of time before Gaunce got the C on his jersey.
He's got a strong presence around the league, and it's almost one of those questions, how can he not be your captain?
Fellow assistant coach Jake Grimes feels Gaunce has what it takes to be a leader.
Every choice he makes is for the best interest of himself developing to be the best he can be.
Gaunce led Belleville in every offensive category last season, scoring 68 points. He thinks he'll be able to handle the added pressure of a leadership role.
You obviously feel more pressure to try to lead the guys in more ways than you did last year, and it kind of takes away from your own preparation, but I think you have to be able to work both if you want to be a good leader.
Wearing the C runs in the family, as his brother Cameron was a captain of the OHL's Mississauga St. Michael's Majors. Andrew Mendler, 91X Sports, Belleville.
Looking at baseball now, St. Louis leads Washington 6-0 in the National League at the bottom of the seventh inning. The best-of-five series is currently tied at one game apiece. And the Giants have a chance to even up their best-of-five series with the National League Central champs, the Reds, later this afternoon. Two playoff games are scheduled for this evening in the American League. The Yankees are home to the Orioles, while the Athletics will host the Tigers in the late game. The Yankees and Orioles split their first two games. Oakland needs a win to force a deciding fifth game. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Tyson Leonard with the weather.
Today, cloudy with a few showers ending this afternoon. A high of 12 falling to 9 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers overnight, and a low plus 3 with a risk of frost. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers in the morning and afternoon, and a high of 12. Friday, sunny with a low plus 2 and a high of 10. It's 12 degrees right now. I'm Tyson Leonard with Taylor Renkema, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm.